Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. As expected, turnout in last week's local elections in Worcester was low, just 20% of the city's registered voters. The point of so-called off-year elections is to motivate voters to view local issues and candidates as separate from national ones. In Worcester, this effect is enhanced by making elections nonpartisan, which prevents voters from being influenced by party tags inside the voting booth. It's unclear if these measures have caused voters to make better decisions in the off-year elections, but what is clear is that off-year elections generally produce low turnouts. But one exception to this general rule was the impressive turnout for the state referenda in Ohio last week. Despite being an off-year and not even an election, just a referendum, 46% of Ohio's registered voters turned out. On the ballot was a recently passed law that restricted collective bargaining rights for public employees. In a huge victory for organized labor, voters rejected the law by an almost 2-to-1 margin. This law, enacted this past spring, would have stripped public employees in Ohio of the right to bargain over everything but wage issues, so no more bargaining over health or retirement benefits or conditions of employment. Believe it or not, a similar bill was filed this year in the Massachusetts legislature by Dan Winslow, a freshman Republican rep from Wrentham. The so-called Management Rights Bill would take off the bargaining table most administrative matters, such as staffing levels and the use of part-time employees. It goes without saying that this has no chance of passing in the Massachusetts legislature, in which Democrats control 80% of the House and 90% of the Senate. The Ohio law was variously described as an attack on the middle class or an attempt to blame teachers and firefighters for Wall Street's misdeeds. But what was really at issue here was whether or not there is a difference between public and private unionism. Remember, Ohio Republicans did not try to enact a right-to-work law. Private collective bargaining rights were in no way affected by this legislation. What they were trying to do was to draw a distinction between what is appropriate in the private sector and in the public sector. But the unions, and more than 60% of Ohio voters, rejected this distinction. From their perspective, workers are workers. But is this so? A moment's reflection shows that, across the nation, both law and public opinion already recognize many differences between public and private unions. To begin with, anti-strike provisions for public employees exist in many states, including Massachusetts. But no one would propose denying the right to strike to private unions. Virginia and Texas have even formally banned collective bargaining for public employees. And, how soon we forget, Massachusetts just this past spring passed a law restricting the ability of municipal unions to bargain over health benefits. Governor Patrick and the state legislature thus implicitly agreed to the idea that Verizon or UPS's unions should have more collective bargaining rights than those possessed by Springfield and Worcester's unions. Here's a simple way to express one problem with public employee unions. Collective bargaining and public employment turns all policy and administrative matters into financial matters. Take the example of drug testing for firefighters. This is a public policy issue, in no way against labor's financial interests. Yet when Boston attempted to institute drug testing for firefighters, it had to provide a financial incentive to do so. If you think that it is absurd that cities should have to pay firefighters to make them submit to drug testing, then you are sympathetic to the notion that some limits on collective bargaining in the public sector are necessary. I return to my first point about low turnout in local elections. At the local level, unions are almost the only game in town. No other organized interest group possesses similar clout. So long as voters remain apathetic and, what is related to this, unorganized, calls to limit the influence of municipal unions over policy and administrative matters will continue. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.